Welcome to this special podcast from Rumble Tradio and Ilkley Business Improvement District as we mark Ilkley's first ever Wellbeing Week. There's a chance to meet and find out about some of the organisations locally in the health, wellbeing and fitness sector at a special health and wellness event at the King's Hall and Winter Garden in Ilkley on Saturday the 10th of September. And we're going to find out a little about a handful of the local businesses today too on this podcast. So let's talk first to John from Dillon Premium Fitness in Ilkley, just on the Grove Promenade. Tell us first of all, John, why is staying fit and healthy so important?
It's important to have a good quality of life, really. I think now more than ever since COVID, health, you know, taking care of your health is number one priority, really. And we're noticing people, you know, coming back from COVID that have struggled without a routine in life. So it's a routine is really important for your health span and your lifespan as well, really. So,
and people are so busy. So for a lot of people, it's finding the time. And obviously, you know, something that they can do anytime is go for a run or go and do some exercise outdoors. But what makes it important to kind of get some structure to your fitness?
Yeah, I think structure is important. I mean, you wouldn't miss a work appointment. You know, if you've got it in your diary, you do it. So we try and treat exercise like that. So we'll, with any new clients, we'll give them their two set slots a week, give them their times, same time each week, same days. Then it's in their diary, it's a structure. And we find that because we choose for them, we give them the slots, that it means that they're not going to miss the slots. Their attendance rates are a lot higher because they don't have to make any decisions. It's literally, I will do this on a Monday and Wednesday, I'll stick to it. And it's routine that becomes your sort of a lifestyle, really.
And I know your approach is around facts, and that structure that we talked about, getting some help from professionals like you guys, means that you will look at stats and work on the most important things about somebody's fitness.
That's right, yeah. So we always conduct an assessment before we see somebody because people have impressions of where they are, how heavy they are, how strong they are, how fit they are. So we'll conduct an assessment so that we can treat everybody individually and we can have a base point so that we can say, right, you need to work on these areas, and then we can create a bespoke program for every client, and then back up with stats with a regular assessment so that we can see somebody's improving and get them to the goals that they want to reach.
And is it important to kind of do this early in life, or can you kind of save somebody and bring them back when they get to a certain point, shall we say?
Yeah, I think the earlier the better, obviously. If you can keep doing it from as young an age as possible, it's great, but definitely it's never too late to start. And you know, I think it's very important as we get older, we do start to lose our balance, our flexibility, muscle mass, and they're all important factors for longevity. So if you can start any time, but you know, as soon as you can, but you can always make gains whatever age you start, and it's important just to keep doing it and get a routine regularly.
And for a lot of people, and I'm probably speaking about myself somewhat here as well, having never set foot in a gym in my life, there's some anxiety about wanting to be fit and then perhaps being worried about what will happen when you get there. So talk us through, if I was coming to the gym for the first time, what would the experience be like?
Yeah, I appreciate it's scary. If it's something you've not done before, you feel like you're going to be left on your own, but we're not a sort of bog standard large gym where you just walk in and you're left to your own devices. Everything we do is guided by a professional. So whether you're doing the small group training, up to six people, someone's there with you, showing you the moves. If it's one-to-one, again, we'll structure it and make sure you do it safely first, because you want to set the foundations to do things safely, correctly, so that even if you're not with us down the line, you've got a good foundation to sort of progress with your fitness. So it's really friendly, and we know every member by name, so it's important to not feel just a number, really. That's important, I think, as well.
And one of the things you have at Dillon's is a focus on people's heart rates as they're training and working out with you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we like to use technology, a heart rate monitor whilst you're working out, say in a group or even on your own. And on the big screen, you can see your stats, like percentage of your maximum heart rate, and it's all color coded. So it's a good tool for the person doing the exercise because they can see where they are and compare from each workout. But as an instructor, it's invaluable because you can make sure that somebody's A, not working too hard, or B, if they're not working hard enough, we can push them a bit harder and give them structure. So it's good for safety as well. And it's you know, people like metrics nowadays, so it can set you goals and you can use it outside of the gym. So it's just another way to make you do a bit more exercise and give you sort of gamifies the experience. And a lot of people like that nowadays.
And fitness more widely isn't just about exercise, is it?
No, definitely not. It's yeah, people think it's just the exercise, but there's more benefits than, say, losing weight or getting fitter. You know, the mental health areas is massive now. You know, people are working from home more with COVID, so that they're less mobile, so they need to make up more, you know, what they're not doing during the week because they're very sedentary. So but mental health is the one key, I think, that really we see a big change that people don't expect to see. They're gaining confidence, you know, not just because of body image, but just how they feel and the energy that they've got to do things outside of the gym, really.
And lots of gyms obviously around, private ones, council run ones. What makes you guys different to other places?
Yeah, I mean, just a bit more personal than some of the bigger gyms, I suppose. We call ourselves a sort of bespoke type gym. We treat everybody as an individual, bespoke programs, and bespoke, everyone's got their own goals. So we try to just treat everyone as a person, and we know everyone's name, as I've mentioned before. So we're just a little bit different in that we feel like we're just a bit more private in that respect, but we're friendly and approachable as well. So we just like to make fitness less scary, really, and that's the important thing.
We talked about that kind of scariness of perhaps going to the gym and the time commitments that people have as well. And it isn't something that you need to do every day, is it?
Not at all. No, most of our sort of members, they come twice a week. This is at the average, you know, so they can be in and out within sort of 50-55 minutes, because they're all, you know, set less than an hour, really. So an hour twice a week is not much to ask for, if it means you can do the things outside of the gym that you want to do. So keep active and walk the dog, go on big walks. So it's all about setting the foundation so that you can get the most out of your life, really. So it's not a massive commitment, not as big as what people think, really.
And I suppose one of the other stumbling points for people is about, you know, other people being there and seeing them exercise, which people don't always like.
Yes, I appreciate that. And it's, you know, group exercise is not for everyone. So that's why we offer one-to-one training, so you can just be on your own. Or you can do two-to-one training, so you can come with a friend or a partner. And that's quite nice. If you've got somebody to come with you, you've got that accountability. But then with the group, some people really like that sort of social side, that other people push you on, that competition, but friendly banter. And we like to create a community, so everyone starts to know each other and you're in the journey together, really.
And there is this focus sometimes on, you know, a new year, and back in January, everybody's like, I'm going to go to the gym. This is what I'm going to do this year. But it isn't something you have to kind of wait for a trigger point in your life. You can just get on and do it.
You can start anytime. I mean, yeah, January is popular, but we don't want people to sign up for a year and then never see them again, because they won't get any results. And then that's not good for us either. So just start whenever you're ready. You know, even people tend to have bad habits. They think, I'll start again on Monday. Well, just start tomorrow, do something tomorrow rather than changing in a week's time. Just start the foundations. It's never too soon to start, and once you get a routine, it's easier than you think.
And where can we find out more about Dylan's?
Yes, you can look on our website, dylansfitness.co.uk. We're based in the centre of Ilkley, right in the car park above, it used to be Jewels, but the lingerie store, actually. That's probably the best way to put it. And yeah, you'll see us around. Me and my twin brother, Richard, we're business partners, and we're always around in our gym wear.
Let's find out about Pilates in Ilkley from Kirsten, who's the owner of Pure Pilates in Crescent Court. Tell us about your business and how long it's been there and what you do.
So we've been in Ilkley for the last 12 years, but we've been in Crescent Court for the last 12 months, which has been a really exciting move for us.
And a range of classes, young and old, all sorts of different people coming in.
We're a fully equipped studio, so we're full with reformers, Cadillacs, wonder chairs, and as well as mat work class. We have a full range of clients from as young as 12 to 89, I think the eldest is at the moment. All abilities, all levels, and all different goals.
And Pilates isn't something you need any fancy equipment for, really. You can just do it in your own home, but obviously they can come to you and use your fantastic facilities as well.
Pilates mat work can certainly be done in your own home. How we teach at the studio is we follow the classical method by Joe himself. I've been lucky enough to be trained by people that were trained by him. So we do stick quite close to his work. What we do in the studio is treat each person as an individual. So everybody's body is completely different. What you need from it, any injuries, any issues. So we work with those issues and then give you some homework to hopefully practice at home and get a lot stronger.
And what benefits do people get from Pilates?
For me, Pilates is a tool that should strengthen you through stretch, strength and control, strengthen you so that it makes everything else in your world easier, whether that's working in an office, working in a school, looking after the kids, if it's the sports that you do like cycling, and running or triathlons. We've got some great teams in the area. Rugby, anything that you're doing, Pilates is the tool that should hopefully mean that we live healthier, fitter, more active lives.
And the impact that you see on people who come to do Pilates and have never done it before, what's that like?
Learning how to feel your own body. I mean, we all function and we all do what we need to do, but learning how to actually feel your own body and take control of the things that you don't have control of, or you feel that you don't have control of, is really empowering. And especially after the last 3 years that everybody in the globe has experienced, of all ages, actually having some form of control over your own physicality and especially your own health and your own wellness, taking responsibility for your own health and your wellness and your future is, it's lovely to, and a huge privilege to be part of people's lives while they do that.
And for anybody who's never experienced it before, tell us what it's like if they were coming to you for the first time, what they're gonna experience.
Your first visit, generally, is we have a look at your posture and I'm going to introduce you to the equipment. So if you've never seen the equipment before, have a look at the website. Some of it can look a little bit scary, and it's not scary in the slightest. All the springs and the straps that we have there are there to either support you or challenge you through an exercise depending on what we want to do. So we will go on the equipment and we'll introduce it to you, and you've got the opportunity to tell me what you want from your body, what you want to achieve, the things that you're worried about. And those are the things that we work on. Everybody's an individual, and that's how we treat everyone that comes in.
And it's quite a relaxed atmosphere, I'm guessing.
Is it a relaxed atmosphere? I want you to leave feeling like you've worked out, like you've had fun, that you've learnt something, but you will feel relaxed because it's exercise. So it's all level of exercise. There's certain aspects of it that are going to, you know, be quite tough, and there's aspects that will be really relaxing. But having that level of control over your body and responsibility, I think actually just mentally helps everybody relax. No one can get to you in the studio. There's no multitasking. It is that 50 minutes for yourself, for your body.
And it's something you can do on your own or part of a group or part of a group of friends that you bring with you?
So we offer a couple of different services. We have, everybody is asked to come in and do a private assessment, which is that a 1 hour or a 50 minute session where you get to work on yourself. We offer group studio classes, which is a maximum of 4 people. That's our largest group that we offer. Everybody still comes in and works as an individual. They're still led by the teachers through their session. So it's like a private lesson, except there's 3 other people in the room. Some people do come with their friends, so we offer duos. And we really spend that time in the assessment to chat and work out what's the best path for you and your best journey. And we obviously have online sessions. So those that work with us that are not based in Ilkley but maybe overseas, or some of our clients that are, you know, away on holiday, they take us with them.
And as people come to you and kind of progress, what do you enjoy seeing in terms of the development of people and what happens?
There is nothing quite like seeing somebody do an exercise they didn't think they would be able to do or they were scared of. You know, if you've suffered with pain, any kind of pain, but if you've suffered with pain and the fear of pain, and then all of a sudden you are able to do an exercise that you didn't think you'd be able to do again or you couldn't do, that's a real special moment. Every hour I am blessed and feel really lucky to see these moments that people have. It's just really quite special.
And as we said, you're in Crescent Court. Where can people find out more about Pure Pilates?
So we have a website, www.purepilatesilkley.com, or you can see us on Instagram with @purepilatesilkley, and by all means drop me a DM and I'll answer any questions. The girls on the desk at the studio are there to answer any questions, so you can drop us an email, or we are open because we have a little Lululemon shop in there, so you can pop in, ask any questions and have a look at what we've got offering in the shop as well.
Let's talk now to Paula, who's from the Verbier Spa at the Craiglands Hotel, which is quite a new thing for the Craiglands, isn't it? Tell us all about it for people who've not heard about it.
Yeah, so the spa was built in 2019, but of course because of the pandemic it quickly had to close down before it was actually established. So When it's opened back up again after everything was, you know, finished with the COVID, it's taken a little while to get it off the ground. You know, we have some staffing issues due to people going off and doing other things. But we've finally got to a place now where I think we're in great shape. We've got a new spa manager, and we just need to let people know that it exists, because, you know, people know about the Craiglands Hotel. It's a long established hotel, but so many people that come just don't know that the spa's there. And the fact that it's hidden away in the basement, you could actually come to the hotel and never even know that it was there.
So tell us what facilities you've got and what you offer. So there's a, I know there's a gym, you've got a hydrotherapy pool, you've got various other treatments that you offer.
Yeah, so we cater for pretty much everybody, really. We have a really well-equipped gym with all the latest equipment, with the TV screens. We have a fitness studio where you can actually go in. There's a TV on the wall and you can choose from a program of workouts to do. So you can go in there on your own and just do a workout. Like you say, we've got the hydrotherapy pool, which is really, really relaxing. It's heated to about 35 degrees. It has the bubble facility, so it's nice and relaxing after you've done a workout. We have a steam room, a sauna, and we also have a relaxation room. So, you know, if you've been for a workout, you can really make a night of it or a day of it by coming and using all the facilities while you're there.
And it's not just for hotel guests. People can come as day guests and buy memberships and things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a quite a wide membership package to suit all people. We currently have a student membership, which is quite reasonable at £20 a month. We have couples membership, so you get a discount if you join up as a couple. You also get all sorts of benefits with your membership, such as discount on treatments. You get discount on events going on within the hotel, discount on food and drink. You also get a free mud risol every month for two people, which the cost of that in itself pretty much offsets your membership fees. So yeah, there's something for everybody there.
And obviously we're talking about wellness for Wellbeing Week in Ilkley. You know, what are the kind of the best things to come and do at the Craiglands to really kind of get you relaxing and chilling out and kind of looking after yourself?
I'd definitely recommend coming and doing a package. We've got some really good offers on at the moment for packages, so a morning package or an afternoon package. And these include 2 hours use of the facilities. They also include a 50-minute treatment or two 25-minute treatments, which is great. You get quite a lot out of those. And use of the gym if you want to, which generally most people tend to bypass the gym. They see the pool and they head straight in there and get laid out on a lounger and that's it for the rest of the day. But we do have the gym if people feel inclined to come and do a workout as well. So yeah, they come in, they, you know, you walk into the hydrotherapy pool area and the heat hits you and automatically you just feel your shoulders drop in and you feel relaxed.
And it's something that, as we said, people perhaps don't know that it's there. It's only up the road, but there's a lot of people in Ilkley perhaps not even aware that you've got it there now.
Yeah, definitely. Just speaking to people, you know, you ask them, have you been here before? And, you know, even today, people saying, you know, they don't live that far away, like Skipton Way, and, oh, we didn't even know it existed, or we did a Google search and it didn't come up in the search. So, yeah, we're all about spreading the word and letting people know that, you know, especially people in Ilkley, you have a great facility right on your doorstep and, you know, we'd be more than happy to look after you.
We're talking about obviously looking after yourself and your treatments that you offer. Tell us what people could come and get in terms of the treatments.
Yeah, so we offer something again for everybody, male and female. We do find that a lot of men do get dragged along to the spa, but they ultimately do really enjoy it once they're in there. Lots of different treatments to choose from. We've recently partnered with a company called Voya, and they're based in Ireland, and their products are seaweed-based products. So you find that a lot of the properties that you find in seaweed are things that are naturally occurring in the skin, so they're really good products to use. So we do some anti-aging facials, we do lots of different massage packages. You've got your normal manicures and pedicures, but there really is something for everybody. And we also cater for mums-to-be, so we have some really nice treatments for pregnant ladies as well.
And you talked about the packages that you've got. What kind of people are you attracting with those? And, you know, it's not just about the treatments and the spa, but obviously you've got a great restaurant there as well, so there's some lovely food to go with it.
That's right, yeah. So the packages do generally include an afternoon tea, which is delicious. I had some of the cakes today. One of the perks of working at the Craiglands.
And there's nothing makes you feel good like a good afternoon tea.
Exactly, the carrot cake, and amazing. But yeah, so you have a choice of afternoon tea, or you can choose if you're not a person that's into cakes. They do offer a two-course lunch, which is really nice. There's plenty of choice on there. So again, and they're really good at catering for people with, you know, celiac, vegan, vegetarian, halal. We've got it covered.
As we mentioned, you're just up the road, up Cowpasture Road from the middle of Ilkley. Where can people find out more?
You can go online to the Craiglands Hotel website. There's a full list on there of all the spa packages, all the treatments that we do and the different, you know, days that we offer. Or you can just give us a call at the spa and we'll, you know, if you're a first timer and you don't really know what the treatments are, we can talk you through all the packages and explain the benefits and what they involve.
You're listening to a podcast from Ilkley Bid and Romble Tradio, and the health and wellness event coming up at the Winter Garden in Ilkley on Saturday, the 10th of September. We'll see lots of wellness, fitness and health businesses from across Ilkley come together for an action-packed fun day for all the family and for visitors to the town as well. There'll be reflexology demonstrations, free spinal checks with a local chiropractor, a group personal training demonstration and podiatry analysis. And Anytime Fitness, as we've heard, will be demonstrating their state-of-the-art in-body scanner for a full body composition analysis, and playing Spin the Wheel Fitness for a chance to win a free 3-day trial at the gym. There'll be a personal trainer on hand to answer fitness and nutrition questions. And if you come along and take part in the Wellness Word Search Trail on the day, there's a £50 Ilkley Town Centre gift card up for grabs. And for the kids, a fun circuit training course including hopscotch, obstacle course, hula hoop challenge and lots more with medals to be won. It's all happening at the Winter Garden in Ilkley on Saturday, the 10th of September. See you there. Let's talk now to Sarah, who's the manager at the Bath House on Brook Street in Ilkley. Tell us about Bath House. What is it?
Hi. Well, the Bath House is an artisan maker of fragrances and bath and body products, and we're based in Cumbria, although we've got one foot in Yorkshire. and we've been going 25 years, and we're very much about beauty with a conscience.
What kind of things do you sell? What do you make?
Right, well, we make bath and body products, we make perfumes, we make face care products, we do candles, diffusers, lots of different bits and pieces.
And what's different to your products compared to other ones that you can buy elsewhere?
Well, we do have a very high percentage of natural ingredients within our products. We are free from sort of parabens, silicone, sulfates, that sort of thing. We are 100% vegan, and we're also cruelty-free as well. And we make all our products with a lot of love and care.
And there's a lot more desire for that these days,
yeah,
isn't there?
Definitely. Yeah, we're very committed to also giving our customers a really lovely experience when they come to our shops as well. So it's not just about, you know, buying from us. It's about, we'd like to think of our customers as our friends, you know, and they want to come in and have a chat and, you know, keep coming back.
Products that you sell are really important in people's well-being. Tell us how.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just think something as simple as having a lovely warm bath on a night, you know, soaking in some bath salts, which, you know, have dead sea salt in them. You know, even just using hand cream or pampering your poor feet when you've been stood up all day. It can make a real difference to your well-being. And these are little treats that you can use. They're affordable, they're quick and easy, and I think it's important. It's looking after yourself, treating yourself.
I was going to say, you use the word treat, that was what popped into my head as well, because it is about spoiling yourself, isn't
definitely.
It?
Definitely, and that's what well-being is. I mean, well-being is self-care and looking after yourself and not feeling guilty about looking after yourself as well. I always say to our customers, don't worry, you know, leave your husband, leave your children, or you're going to have a nice warm bath, you know, leave them to it. You just go and relax for a while.
And what are your tips for as you say, relaxing and spoiling yourself?
Are quite a few things that you know you can do, and certainly taking the time for yourself, being kind to yourself, and balance as well. Trying to see if you can. We're all busy, and just seeing if you can find some time for yourself. Be gentle. Look after your skin. It's the only one you get. You know, and treat yourself daily. You know. do pamper yourself. You know, don't wait for special occasions. Don't think, it's my birthday, I'm going to buy myself something special. Buy yourself something special just because you feel like buying it.
I suppose there's a danger of spoiling yourself too often, though, isn't there? Oh, and then it doesn't feel as special.
Possibly, but if you're going to do something every day or regularly, you're going to get more benefits to that than doing something once a while. A bit like going to the gym, unfortunately. If you started going once a week and you carried on going for months, it's going to be a lot beneficial than just thinking, hey, I'm going to go and I'm going to do a 6-hour marathon or whatever. Little and often. Yeah.
And in terms of the stuff that you sell, what are the most popular things? What are really helping with the well-being of Ilkley?
Yeah, the well-being. Well, we have a lovely range of candles and diffusers, and I think anything for the home is instantly, you know, your home is your haven, and coming into a lovely warm house, you know, the fragrance, lighting a candle, that sort of thing. Patchouli and black pepper is our most popular fragrance, and obviously patchouli, as it links with the 70s, it's a little bit more sophisticated than that. But we do use patchouli essential oil in our products as well.
And in terms of your favourites, what things are you kind of sneaking home with you every night?
Oh, there's lots of things I sneak home with. But I like our greenhouse diffuser because it reminds me very much of my grandfather's garden. And scent is very much about memories and positive memories. And that sort of takes me back to being a child, so...
And you talked about sustainability at the start. Tell us what you're doing to kind of make sure your products are kind of ticking the right boxes.
Yeah, well, this has been going on for quite a few years now. It's not a quick process, but we're quite a long way through now. But since 2019, we have removed the plastic bottles from our ranges. And we've replaced now with glass and aluminium, which obviously can be recycled. And we do refills as well. So we do a refill pouch. The refill pouches are still in plastic, but they use a lot less plastic than before. And we actually have a scheme where they can be returned and they're repurposed into garden furniture. So they even have a use as well. And just really within our company, making sure that we reuse packaging, we don't use more packaging than we need.
You can see from my hair, I don't use a lot of shampoo, but my wife has a shampoo bar as well, which are very popular at the moment, aren't they?
Well, we have seen a revival in soaps, and certainly things like soap, which you know, again, you don't have the packaging, and that's a good option as well, yeah.
And you're helping kind of spread this message, and people are coming in presumably and doing the refills quite often. People taking use of that.
I mean, we thought that the refill market would be a newer market, but our sort of longer standing customers, existing customers, have really got behind it and they're really enjoying it. It does work out to be a little bit cheaper as well. So not only is it more sustainable, you're saving a little bit of money, but they all really like it as well. It's very quick and easy to do.
And that, I suppose, makes you feel a little bit warm inside that you're doing a bit in that sense as well.
If everybody does a little bit, then it does make a difference, and certainly, you know, cutting back on our waste. Although I've just had a lady in the shop who's been a customer for 25 years, and she's just told me she's got some of her original bottles in a house that she's had 25 years. So she's very much before her time.
Remind us where you are, where people can find out more.
Well, we are we're in Brook Street, so we're 27B Brook Street, and we're in the car park, and we also do have a website as well. We're www.thebathhouseshopco.uk.
Super, nice to speak to you, Sarah.
Oh, it's lovely to speak to you, thank you.
Let's talk to Joel now from Anytime Fitness in the Moor Shopping Centre in Ilkley. Tell us about Anytime Fitness, what do you do there?
I'm a membership and fitness advisor, so we do different things like wellbeing appointments, where we basically, it's like free one-on-one sessions where we make our members a programme and get them started in the gym to try to keep them motivated as well. And we also do calls as well, like, say if you haven't been to the gym for a while, we might call up to try and get you back in, to try to keep you motivated to come.
There will be people who are really motivated and want to come to the gym all the time, but then there's people who've kind of signed up reluctantly, and I'm thinking probably myself in this. If I've signed up reluctantly, I'm thinking, oh, I should really go, but then it lapses. So how do you keep people wanting to come?
So that's like what we do with the call. So like, we'll call you up, we'll get you booked in for the well-beings if you want to, or we like do the new classes. We've got a new timetable started. So we try to do them as much as we can. We've got like new early morning classes. We're starting an outdoor class, a walking group. a new class called like Gym Hit 45, which is like actually on the gym floor. So like half the group will be doing like cardio HIIT sessions, because we've got obviously like basic cardio equipment. Then we've got like ones that are powered by yourself, like an assault treadmill and assault bike. So like it's really good for HIIT. And then the other group are doing like CrossFit, like functional type training with the weights and stuff. So it's like introducing people to that who might be like, because sometimes people are a bit nervous to go like on the gym floor. So it's getting them on that. It's like a group PT session type thing.
I suppose if I came and I thought, well, I like doing that, you don't really get involved in all the other activities, do you? So it's about getting people to experience different like types of things.
Yeah, doing like everything that the gym has. We also have like the in-body scanner as well, which is like, it like weighs you and it gives you a load of different stats, like your body fat percentage, your muscle mass, where like your fat and your muscles distributed, to like help and like measures your progress as you go, which like not a lot of Anytime Fitnesses have those.
I guess people like to see some changes happening. They like to see that the stats are getting better.
Yeah, which is like how they like try to keep motivated, because obviously if they've done the program with us and then they stick to it, they do it again in a couple of months and they see progress. It like helps keep you motivated to keep doing it.
What's that? I mean, you're going to bring the in-body scanner to the event that's happening at the Winter Garden on the 10th of September. But what happens with that? You just stand there and it scans you, or how does it actually work?
So at first you just stand on it and it's just like a regular scale, and then it like does some music thing while it loads, and then you like hold the handles, like there's little handle things, you hold it at the side of your body, and it like, I don't actually know how it does it, but it like it gives you a bunch of stats, like I say, like your body fat and everything like that, and it like prints you out like a little sheet. So that'll be that's available to the members like all the time. You have to walk into office and use it, and then obviously we'll be bringing it to the event as well.
And it probably has some magic that does it all. It's very clever. Yeah. And do people find that rewarding when they're looking at their body fat and they can see kind of every month that it is going down?
Yeah, we're definitely, or it can, even if it goes the other way, if someone's like put on a bit of weight, it can then motivate you to go, oh, right, I need to go lose some sort of thing. So it like works both ways.
And the fact that you're open 24/7 as well is obviously a bit unique for Ilkley.
Yeah. So we're not staffed 24/7, but you can use the gym. Like it never shuts. Like if you want to go on Christmas Day, anything, or 2 in the morning, like you can just tap your little fob to get in, and you can go work out whenever you want.
And when we are such busy people at the moment, you know, with work and family and everything else that's going on, there's people holding down 3 or 4 jobs to try and make some money. In some cases, finding time to go to the gym is not always easy.
No, it's definitely not. Which is why it helps that you can just go whenever you want. Like, people go at like 4:30 in the morning, some people, or like 12 at night.
And what's the most rewarding thing for you when you're kind of working with people in the gym?
Doing like the classes, seeing them make progress and stuff. Like when you do the well-beings, and like someone who might have been a bit nervous going on gym floor, like, and then you do the well-beings with them, you start showing them how to use weights and everything, and then seeing them go regularly. Like I've done one just today, like with a lady who's never been to the gym before, so she was obviously nervous about it, but no. It's like doing the well-beings and she's getting confident to go and do stuff. It's quite nice to see.
In terms of progress that people make, is it something that you find people then make it a way of life that they carry on coming to the gym, or do people come and think, right, well, I've achieved what I want to achieve now, that's me done?
Well, you try and like make people aware that like, if you do stop coming, you will start to lose progress. It's like, once they start going, but it does just become a part of your life. Like you just, the way you eat changes and all, you just develop the healthier habits. And you just keep going.
And how important is it as part of well-being? You know, you talked about the changes you see in people in terms of losing weight or getting fitter, but in terms of their outlook on life, how does being fit and healthy make a difference to people?
Well, you just have more energy and you're like, you're less lethargic because you are fitter. So you develop a healthy lifestyle, you're getting better sleep, you're eating healthy, so you're just more energetic to go do more things, and you're able to do more things.
So the in-body scanner from Anytime Fitness is going to be at the event on the 10th of September at the Winter Garden in Ilkley, and you've got some offers on when you're there as well?
Yeah, so it's going to be 10% off the memberships if you come from there, and 50% off the joining fee.
In terms of where you are, you're just by Specsavers in the shopping centre?
We're underneath Specsavers, yeah.
And you can find out more on the website as well, and just Google Anytime Fitness. Thank you, Joel. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found what you've heard today interesting and informative. And you can find out more about Wellness Week in Ilkley and the health and wellness event happening at the Winter Garden on the 10th of September at discoverilkley.co.uk.